Just a few minutes left before CBS News at the top of the hour. Mitch, what's going on with your girls?
Well, they, according to Jeff Mitty, just was not focused last night. The offense was bad. K-State did struggle for most of that ball game. Made a valiant effort to come back and try to win that ball game. They were within two at one point, but they lost to West Virginia. 14 points from Kendon Wiesman, 12 from Kaylee Page, and that's a tough road matchup, no doubt about it. But if you want to host a regional in the NCAA tournament, that's one you have to win, and they don't get it done.
Well, they kind of like the men; they were victimized by a poor start. They fell behind 23-12 in the first quarter. They did outscore West Virginia 34-27 in the second half, but not quite enough to climb out of that hole. I did notice that. Well, let me ask you this, because I can't say that I've watched any West Virginia women's basketball this year. Do they play any of the similar, like, Press Virginia stuff that the men's team does?
No, not really.
They don't?
No.
Okay. Because K-State did commit 19 turnovers last night, and I did notice that there were actually three different K-State players that committed at least four turnovers. That's not going to get it done more often than not.
As of right now, the women are a 7 seed playing in Tallahassee, Florida.
18-8, 8-6 overall. Still a chance for them to do well down the stretch and maybe improve on that position. But I would say, probably not going to happen as far as them potentially hosting an NCAA regional. Looking at what they have coming up down the stretch after last night's loss, road trip to TCU this weekend. Then they will host Oklahoma, and then they have the second edition of the Sunflower Showdown, where they will battle Kansas, who has won a Big 12 game, by the way. They finally ended that long losing streak. They've won a Big 12 game for the first time in two seasons. When we come back, we will talk about Bruce Weber's job status. What is it, and how can it change over the course of the next couple of weeks? That's coming up next on The Game.